This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look what we have for you to bid on now.
A barbecue and a new car. No, a lovely dinette group. Palachek's casual dining group is made from the highest quality rattan. The handsome cane-back chairs add distinction to the timeless design from Palachek. And to the winner of this dinette set goes Lippman's Wonder Mop. Your hands never touch water. Just slide its special regular sleeve down and twist. Lippman for better mops.
Roger, Rod?
Yes, Bob?
Would you like a glass of water? Or a glass of something?
The Don and Mike Show. Oscar loves the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show, and here's one that Mike requested, and it's appropriate, called The Stroke. But recently it was announced that after a 35-year career with the CBS television network, this man is retiring from broadcasting. We are pleased to have him with us. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Bob Barker.
Hello.
Bob, how are you? I'm over.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
I'm over
how
here.
How are you? Rob?
Bob?
Rob Spiewak coming out for The Price is Right.
Hi, Bob. Are you well?
Where are you, Rob?
I'm right here.
Oh, I'm going to sit down now.
Take a load off.
I think it's wonderful you're having me for a farewell segment. Rob Spiewak on The Price is Right Show. Highest rated daytime show in daytime television. I, Rob, have been asked to make an announcement about the Don and Mike Show YouTube TV spot. It'll air twice. This Sunday, November 5th, once during the NFL on Fox pregame between 12:05 and 12:55, and once during the Family Guy between 9 and 9:30 p.m. Both shows air on WTGG Fox 5 television.
Well, we are so pleased that we had you on hand to make that announcement.
It is wonderful, and I'm sad.
Why?
Everyone has said, Bob, how do you feel? And I say, I'm sad. That after 35 years, you know, hosting The Price is Right has been part of my life.
A big part.
I've enjoyed the part of my life hosting The Price is Right with all the wonderful games and all the wonderful Price is Right spokesmodels and all the good times and all the Samoan contestants. And unfortunately, I can no longer do the show due to the fact one episode caused CBS President Les Moonves to tell Bob that he's no longer relevant.
Now, hold on. In all the press releases...
I am so frustrated at Leslie Moonves.
Really? All the press releases says it was your decision to speak
out. No. Rob, you know nothing about press releases.
I'm sorry.
Most press releases are totally inaccurate, and the fact is that Les Moonves has given me the boot.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm out because, unfortunately, the last Samoan that gave me a hug caused some minor incontinence with Bob.
Oh no.
I can no longer do that. What I was wearing, Rob.
Yes, Bob?
Was a lovely blue suit, pastel blue, one of my all-time favorites on The Price is Right, with a lovely pinstriped shirt that I had on with a lovely tie.
Right.
And one of the Samoans came up after guessing the price.
Right.
Hugged me too hard, and Bob dribbled.
Oh, no. Bob.
I dribbled, but I've got to say goodbye under duress. They say you're dribbling, you can't stay on the show. I will miss... What? So much from The Price is Right.
Sure. That begs the question, what will you miss
I would most? Like to say, first of all the fans, the cards, the letters that have come my way. Someone said, Bob, you don't seem to enunciate the words as well as you used to.
You know, Bob.
I say, poppycock.
You're slurring.
No, I'm not slurring. This is the way all game show announcers have to do when they have to say things very quickly on The Price is Right. Time to play Barker's Markers, Blank Check, Barker's Bonus Game. All the great games on The Price is Right,
the
and unfortunately... What I'm sad about is I will not have a chance to say goodbye to my good friends.
Like who?
Why not?
Johnny Olson.
Oh.
And Rod Roddy.
Yeah.
They were such treasured friends, Rob.
I know.
But I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to snap right out of it. I'm going to be very happy, very excited, because The Price is Right will go on. But I have heard who they're getting to replace me, and it makes me sick. They're going to replace me, legendary television broadcaster, host of Not Only Buzz, right. Not only The Price is Right, but also Truth or Consequences.
That's right,
and I have an
that.
Amen. An amen, amen for amen. Truth or Consequences. Amen. They're going to replace me with Dave Price.
The weatherman.
Dave Price, and I say they're only doing that because he has the name Price. And it's The Price is Right with Dave Price, and I tell you, boo.
He's pretty good.
He's not good. He's not like Barker.
I wanted to hand-pick
my successor. Oh. I wanted a man that has stood up for broadcasting, and I have not picked him yet, but I don't know who it will be, and maybe I should make one up right now.
Do you have an idea, Bob?
I have a few thoughts on people that would do a fine job. It wouldn't be Tom Bergeron because he's a pimp.
Thank you.
He's a pimp?
Bergeron is a pimp.
You don't mean that literally.
Peter Tamarkin, pimp. They're all pimps compared to Barker.
What do you mean by pimp?
I heard a rumor, Rob.
Yes?
I heard a rumor that they want to replace me at the in my 80s. I will be 83.
Yes.
That's right.
83 years.
Bob.
I'm sorry, I'm back. Bob is back. Wonderful. Hello, welcome to The Price is Right.
Thanks for joining us.
Actually, we're on the Don and Mike show, highest rated show in daytime television.
It's radio. Bob, can I ask you one
question?
I don't want
I said to CBS executives.
Yes.
And I said this clearly. I do not want Bergeron, Tamarkin,
fine.
And above all, if I even smell Trebek, I will trash the Bob Barker television studio. I will destroy the Plinko board.
You have a feud with Trebek?
I'd like to talk about Alex Trebek, but it would make me nauseous.
Okay. Is he also
he
a
doesn't
pimp?
Belong in daytime television or nighttime television.
Is he a pimp?
He's a pimp!
Now, I have to ask you a question because I'm worried.
Ask away. I'm standing by, and I just like to say I know everyone on the Don and Mike show, on the Don and Mike show, Rob, everyone is always supported and respected Bob Barker.
Yep.
Do you have my tape, Robbie, where I talk to your listeners?
Yes, you do. Yes,
we do. It's the Don and Mike show.
It's the Don and Mike show.
And they'll say what they wish.
That's you.
I enjoy that. I know you play that. I'm so grateful, but you have a question. Robbie, what is your question for Robbie?
Did you drive here?
I drove here. Yes, I did.
How did that go?
It didn't go well. I'm blind.
Oh, no.
I can't see the way I used to. I can't read the prompter the way I used to.
Right.
But I can certainly interact with contestants. And just because I've gotten a few numbers wrong on grocery game, they're sending Bob out to pasture.
Is
it's a travesty of justice.
It is.
Who wants to play Bob Barker trivia?
Are you still driving the Studebaker?
I don't drive a Stube. That is the type of prejudice that I'm fighting. I'm fighting just like I'm fighting for animal rights.
Yes. Oh, you. That's a big cause for you.
Here's some Bob Barker trivia. Are you ready, Buzzy?
Please.
We are going to come up with a great trivia question for Buzz. Let me see what we've got. I appeared, Buzz, on a very significant NBC TV Western. Can you tell me what it is, Buzzy?
You were in a Western.
I was on a Western.
I'm
Bob Barker on a Western.
NBC, I'm going to say Bonanza.
Bonanza is right.
Hey.
You're right. What do we have for him, Rob?
We really don't have anything.
We don't have anything. More trivia for Buzzy. Okay, Buzz.
Yes,
here
Bob.
Here is your question, Buzz Burbank.
Good, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Despite my animal rights activism, and I'd like to take this opportunity to tell everyone that's in your radio listening audience, to spay and neuter their pets, always very important.
Right.
That's why I bring my fist across my chest. And that's as violent as I can be. It's all the strength I can muster.
Uh-huh.
Buzzy.
Yes.
With your good
despite
arm.
My animal rights activism, what do I enjoy doing at home as a hobby?
Growing fur?
No, I enjoy taxidermy.
Oh,
that's right. I find animals, Rob.
Yes?
I find animals to be beautiful. That's how much they mean to me.
Did you do
And I will tell you that I love loving them. I love walking them. I love spaying and neutering them. But I also enjoy stuffing them.
Now, have you just stuffed animals?
I stuff animals and I have Rod.
Rod
is stuffed in my rec room right next to my Plinko game for the home use.
You have a home Plinko game?
I've got a home Plinko game. It's a what it is, Rob,
yes?
is a miniature version of the Plinko game
How
that
tall?
You play at the studio. And they said, because we know you like Plinko so much,
Everybody
Bob, what
does.
We will do is make a miniature version and put it in your basement. What do you think of that? And I said, wonderful idea. Thank you so much for making my miniature Plinko game.
Pardon me?
Yes.
No, I found a silver lining for you.
What did I do? Here's another trivia
question. Oh, it's a trivia question.
In 1966, I was a substitute. What was I a substitute on what show, Buzz?
To tell the truth.
No. Okay. Where's the buzzer? I love the buzzers you bring
you
in here. If it's right, you hit the ding. If it's wrong, you hit the buzzer. It's just like a game show.
It is.
I'm so excited. Is everyone excited? Here's the question.
Go.
You didn't get the answer, did you?
No.
I, in 1966, appeared as a sub-host on what show, John Norman?
Jeopardy.
No. You're wrong. No. You know nothing about Bob Barker trivia. We'll give it to Buzz Burbank. Do you have an answer?
Well, I already said I'd know to tell the
no,
truth.
No, you're wrong also, Rob Spiewak. Can you tell me what it is?
The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show.
What?
Robbie, hit the bell again. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, this is so much fun on The Price is Right on daytime.
Bob.
Having a good time. I'm very excited. Now.
I have your silver lining, though.
What is my silver lining? It's better than my intestinal lining.
No, because.
That looks worse than my. I set.
It's silvery.
Silvery.
I know that you're sad that you're being forced into retirement, but this
will
allow
very
you.
Bright observation, I guess. I'll let you play Lucky Seven, Rob Spiewak.
This will allow you to pursue your hobbies.
Yes. What is my hobby?
Don't you do karate?
I have a black belt. You can chuckle all you want, big man, but I have a black belt in karate, Robbie.
You want to show me anything?
I would like to show you one of my moves. I have studied the martial arts.
Please be careful.
Just like your previous guest, Mr. Glazer.
Yes.
I have studied the martial arts for over 37 years.
You're 82.
And I would like to say that not only has it improved my quality of life, but also it makes me think more clearly, and it is just as
good as
yoga for keeping your body flexible, Buzzy.
And I'd like to see the move, but we're really not insured. I mean, if you got hurt, you'd be
I will do it right now. All you have to do.
I couldn't have that on my conscience to know that.
Like every athletic endeavor, Buzz, you get your body into a fighting position like so.
Okay, and now what?
And then you throw a punch. And then you throw another punch. And then you throw another punch.
Uh-huh.
And look at my flexibility.
No,
and
right.
Then you spin around.
Oh, careful. Oh, Bob, no.
Oh,
see, I knew this would happen.
Bob.
Somebody help
Bob
Barker up,
I'm
please.
Fine.
We're not insured.
You're not nearly as flexible as you thought.
All right. Now, I have something to share with you.
Yes?
Rob.
Bob?
Bob has broken his femur.
Oh, no.
It's a compound fracture.
How do we proceed from here?
The skin is broken and the bone is protruding. I will set it myself.
Looks pretty bad.
Really?
I will set it myself.
I don't know, Bob, if you
now,
should.
Now, if Rod was here, he would help me with this.
Course,
I will now,
of course he will.
With my brittle bone, conduct the last part of this interview from the floor.
Because we really do need to wind up.
I don't want to wind up, Robbie.
You've got to wind up,
Bob. I'm going to miss being on television.
Well, you can always come by here.
I will never do another radio interview again.
Oh, well, I'm proud that you did.
I'm sad. And I would like to say one final thing. Diane Parkinson is a bitch.
What would you do? Would you show me a karate chop you'd have if you saw her right now?
I am incapable of moving. I will bring myself right now. Oh,
okay.
My face is in Mike O'Mara's stool.
Please,
how is that?
Please
that
be
is
careful.
Lovely.
He's struggling.
It's been a very, very tough
show. I don't think you should.
Then. Here I go, Robbie.
Okay.
There
oh, you're up
go.
And you look great.
Yes, my femur has healed miraculously, Rob.
Excellent.
For all of the Price is Right models that said that I hit on them or
yes.
I made sexual advances,
yes.
I would like to say poppycock, and they are a bunch of C's.
Yes,
wow.
I agree.
And on behalf of everyone at the Bob Barker Studios, please spay and neuter your pets. Don't feel sorry for me, Argentina. I will head off into the sunset to try to play golf, but I will have to let this femur heal first. I say farewell. Goodbye to you, Robbie.
Goodbye, Bob.
Goodbye to you, Buzzy.
So long, Bob.
Goodbye to my fans on The Price is Right.
He healed right away.
I don't know what the deal was.
He smelled your stool.
Yes. So did I. That wasn't a lot of fun.
Don't like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope he's all right.
Sometimes it's better to break a bone.
Just like Borat, one commits every once in a while.
That's right. Yes.
Do you have any news for us?
A little, yes.
Why don't we do that, and I'll catch my breath, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.